Alaska's governor and congressional delegation applauded the Trump administration's decision to exempt the Tongass from the roadless rule, a Clinton-era restriction to development on federal forest lands. Supporters say the rollback will boost Southeast Alaska's ability to log trees, extract minerals, and boost hydroelectric energy production on federal forest land. But a coalition of Southeast Alaska tribes, fishermen, and environmentalists argue the decision disregarded overwhelming opposition from Alaskans for the sake of a few hundred timber jobs. Kate Glover, a Juneau environmental attorney with Earth Justice, says the U.S. Forest Service's environmental review is fatally flawed. She says the rollback of the roadless rule was in part justified by helping Southeast Alaska's logging industry.
But their analysis shows that removing the roadless rule will not provide any additional jobs or income through the timber industry over the next 100 years. And because they've made that assumption that there isn't going to be any more logging, despite opening up all these acres to clear cutting, they've failed to disclose the effects of the action through their environmental impact statement.
Five Southeast Alaska tribes have joined the lawsuit, all of whom withdrew from consultations with the federal government, complaining that their input was being ignored. Tribal President Joel Jackson of the organized village of Cake says the Tongass is his people's traditional homeland, and the rainforest is tied to food security through subsistence hunting and fishing.
We've lived here for 10,000 years or more, and we've practiced our way of life in these forests and on these waters all around our communities. And, you know, if we lose that, we're going to lose part of our identity.
And that identity, he says, would be threatened by the loss of their ability to feed themselves from the land. The lawsuit also includes support from the visitor industry and commercial fishermen. Linda Benkin heads the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association in Sitka. She says Southeast's commercial fishing sector depends on healthy salmon habitat, a point reinforced in last year's report by the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust.
And there's a lot of information there that really we drew on in saying, boy, the best value for the coastal communities and the Southeast economy is to keep this forest intact, particularly in the face of climate change.
For critics of the roadless rule, this court challenge was inevitable.
Actually, I was anticipating it would be filed a little sooner than now, but we've been anticipating it for quite some time.
Jim Clark is a Juneau attorney and longtime political operative. He's been working to overturn the roadless rule in Alaska since at least Governor Frank Murkowski's administration.
I don't think there's really any reason for people to be frightened by the exemption. We've had it in the past, and these problems haven't occurred, and that there's no reason they'll occur now.
That's because he says the 2016 Tongass Management Plan and federal environmental laws remain in place to conserve the region's natural resources. And, he says, that includes the projected 185,000 acres of old-growth forests that could now be logged.
And there'll be litigation to double-check what the Forest Service does every time some kind of action is approved by the Forest Service.
The federal lawsuit names U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue or his successor. That's in recognition of the incoming administration of President-elect Joe Biden. Glover, the environmental attorney, says a Biden administration could start the formal process of reinstating the roadless rule.
We think they'll recognize the importance of the Tongass for climate change, for the whole world, as well as the wrongs that happen to tribes throughout this process and the importance of keeping the forest intact.
But in the meantime, this lawsuit asked the courts to do that heavy lifting. Tongass National Forest spokesman Paul Robbins Jr. said Wednesday that as a policy, his agency doesn't comment on pending litigation. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.